says women heard Conley confession. The Atlanta Georgian, Saturday, July 12, 1913. Editor's note, this article also ran with the headlines, says women overheard Conley confess, and says women heard Conley confess, in the final and home editions, respectively. The headline used here is from the night edition, Affidavit Support, Mincy Story. Attorney Levitt declares tale that Negro admitted killing girl will stand test. That several Negro women overheard Jim Conley when he ran the insurance agent, Mincy, away with the alleged statement that he had just killed a girl and didn't want to kill anyone else, and that the affidavits from the women are in the hands of the attorneys for the defense, was stated Saturday by attorney J.H. Levitt, who aided in obtaining the sensational affidavit from Mincy. Attorney Levitt defended the character of the man who made the affidavit and denied emphatically that Mincy even asked about the money he would receive as a witness, except whether his railroad fare would be paid if he were out of the city. Explains Duke's doubts. I am attorney for the American Insurance Company and know its manager, J.S. Dukes, very well, said Levitt. He sought to discredit the affidavit very likely because Mincy left his employ to get a better position, and he had to do some of the outside work. Mincy is a college graduate and is well known in Atlanta. It will be utterly impossible to shake his evidence. I am not employed to represent Frank, and aided in getting this affidavit purely because I happened to stumble onto the information. Before I submitted it to Mr. Rosser, Frank's attorney, I spent 11 days investigating the character of the man, questioning the women in the neighborhood, and generally verifying the facts. When I turned it over to him, I was convinced of its absolute truth and that it would stand the acid test. Habeas corpus fight fails. Habeas corpus proceedings to release Newt Lee collapsed in the court of Judge Ellis Saturday morning. By agreement, Bernard L. Chappell, representing Lee, withdrew his application for a habeas corpus. Solicitor Dorsey promised to present a bill against Lee as a suspect in the Fagan murder case, with the expectation that a no bill would be returned. This appeared satisfactory to the attorneys, for Lee as well as to the state. Luther Z. Rosser, Reuben R. Arnold, and Herbert J. Haas, of counsel for Frank, were in court to fight against the appearance of Frank as a witness. William M. Smith represented Conley, one of the witnesses subpoenaed. Conley gets third degree. Jim Conley underwent a racking third degree late Friday afternoon at the hands of Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey and Attorney Frank A. Hooper in an effort to verify or discredit the W.H. Mincy affidavit, in which the Negro was charged with confessing to the murder of a girl on the afternoon that Mary Fagan met her death. The grilling of nearly 4 hours followed the Georgian's publication of the details of Mincy's accusations and was undertaken with the utmost secrecy, an attempt being made to avoid knowledge of the sweating becoming public by taking Conley to the commissioner's room on the second floor of the police station by a circuitous route.